Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
All right, this is embarrassingly out of touch. On screen now, you see a video from Donald Trump's New Year's Eve Mar-a-Lago party that was exclusive and reserved for only the richest of the rich. Now, an hour after this video was taken, Donald Trump took the stage to rant and rave about Somalian immigrants, which is, again, just out of touch. People are struggling with affordability and many other issues. Not Somalian immigrants. Then Donald Trump decided to do an auction on stage. He emceed an auction where he sold paintings for hundreds of thousands to millions of dollars. So what I just described in the past 30 seconds is already an out-of-touch exclusive party, but at this party, people are betting millions and millions of dollars, auctioning up millions and millions of dollars, while also ranting and raving about how Somalian immigrants are actually the problem. It's actually Somalis who are the ones that are to blame for this wealth inequality and bad distribution of wealth in America. It's not the richest of the rich who have millions and millions of dollars to throw at a painting on any given night. Just to zoom out, the media outrage would blot out the sun if Joe Biden was emceeing an auction at his private golf club on New Year's Eve and blithely dismissing a $2 million bid for a painting as, quote, peanuts. That is right. One of the quotes that Trump says is that the $2 million auction that was thrown up is just peanuts because another bidder will likely go for $2.5 million. Could you imagine if Joe Biden had been ranting about how $2 million is just peanuts? But here's the difference, actually. $2 million is not peanuts for Joe Biden. That's a significant portion of his net worth. When Joe Biden took office, his net worth was $9 million. Then it went to about $11 million. This was just real estate assets and investments. To Donald Trump, $2 million is actually peanuts because his net worth has gone from $4 billion to over $7 billion in less than a year, mainly due to cryptocurrency, mainly due to scams and other countries funneling money into World Liberty Financial, which is his personal cryptocurrency venture. So you can see the huge incongruence between the way Trump lives and creates money and steals wealth from other people versus how the average American is struggling to get by. To continue, Trump hosting million-dollar auctions for his rich friends while overseeing an economic collapse. They called Nancy Pelosi out of touch because she had a freezer full of ice cream. They said Nancy Pelosi having an excess amount of ice cream showed that she was living way above the means of the average American. Which, sure, this is a separate conversation. I don't care if you want to have that conversation, but you better damn well be able to admit that Nancy Pelosi is nothing in comparison to Donald Trump's Scrooge McDuck type cryptocurrency ventures. Is that his name, Scrooge McDuck? I don't know. But to continue, here's Donald Trump speaking at the New Year's Eve party. Is he ranting about rich people taking money from the poor? Is he ranting about healthcare maybe? Maybe he's talking about how he's going to save healthcare for Americans? No. He's ranting about Somalis. Take a listen.
Than anybody would have thought possible. We have a lot of leaders here, great leaders like Tom Emmer. I watched him on television. He was talking about Somalia today. Where's Tom? He was talking about the Somalian population, and not very nicely. He was not nice. But that's okay. It isn't my word. Where is Tom? He's great. What a great leader he is. We need you in Minnesota. We need you in Minnesota. He's actually in Washington. Big, powerful congressman, but you did a great job today, John. Thank you very much.
Why do you say it like that? Big, powerful congressman. Here's the reality. Here is the moral clarity that is needed about the Somali situation. There was a fraud scheme that was busted by the Biden Department of Justice, but the leader of this fraud scheme was a white woman named Amy Block. Amy Block did have a scheme where there were Somali immigrants involved. That is true, but the idea that you can extrapolate one fraud scheme onto the entire Somali community is honestly racist, and that it's not how we operate in America. Do you know how many Republicans in power, like Rick Scott of Florida, committed way worse fraud, and we don't extrapolate that onto all white people or all Republicans, for example. So there's a few different things you can say. Yes, fraud needs to be rooted out. I think if there is any fraud going on, it should be investigated, there should be due process, and we should end that fraud. But I'm not just going to proactively look at someone's race and then deduct the fact that they might be committing fraud. That's kind of just what you call racism. Okay, to continue. And by the way, make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Ockler feed if you like the moral clarity that we provide on here. You know, the MAGA media ecosystem is blowing up a bunch of BS stories, and every day it's like we're playing a game of whack-a-mole. It's like we're Sisyphus rolling the ball up the hill, and then every day we have to start rolling the ball up the hill again to fight back against this MAGA BS. So make sure that you are subscribed to the Adam Ockler feed. And then it takes a turn. Watch this. Donald Trump is giving interviews to the cameras, and he gets asked what he wants in the new year. His answer, I'm gonna explain why his answer is just absolute BS, but let me let it play out.
Peace on earth. Peace on earth. You can come in a midlife. Peace on earth. Peace on earth.
So his answer is peace on earth, which, like, it would be a sweet, normal answer coming from anybody else, but it's kind of blown out by the fact that Donald Trump, moments later, at the exact same party, was standing next to Benjamin Netanyahu. I'm not even joking. Look at this. It's the same dress Melania is wearing. Trump is wearing the same tux as just one moment before, where he says that all he wants is peace on earth. Dude, if you want peace on earth, then the call is coming from inside the house. Start with your best buddy Netanyahu, who has been starving, torturing, and genociding innocent civilians in Gaza for the better part of 2 years. Listen, when October 7th happened, it was disgusting, and I thought that Hamas should be rooted out right away. But Hamas is gone. It is 2 years later, and Netanyahu is now just starving and killing innocent women and children. I'm not even exaggerating. It is disturbing what is going on over there. And it's also disturbing what's going on in Ukraine, where Donald Trump is emboldening Vladimir Putin. Sorry, I don't mean to get worked up over this, but we have multiple countries where women, children, and innocent men are just being slaughtered on a daily basis. Yet Donald Trump has the goal to step in front of a camera and claim that the one thing he wants is peace on earth. We can fill in what his answer actually likely is. The one thing that he wants is grandiose self-enrichment and his name on Mount Rushmore. This is what Donald Trump means when he says he wants peace on earth. He wants to be remembered for a legacy of being a peacemaker because he thinks it would sound cool in the history books. Donald Trump's entire goal from this presidency is not to help the American people, not to help the average American get by. It is to land his face on Mount Rushmore, ingrain his name on some new buildings. I'm not making this up. Trump has spent the past 6 months just putting his name on every single building he possibly can. So this comment really pissed me off from Donald Trump. Call to Activism points out, Trump showed up at Mar-a-Lago to celebrate New Year's, dragging his right leg, quickly adjusted his walk when he realizes the cameras are on. It's really, really subtle, but as you see Trump walking in from the back, he does have this limp. He drags his leg a lot when he's walking. I'm gonna let this clip play. Let me actually rewind so you can see this one more time when I zoom in. Again, I want to be clear. There's nothing wrong with hosting a Christmas party. Like, I hung out with friends, I hung out with family, I've hung out with people over the past week, but this is different. The idea that you can just say that $2 million is peanuts while you and your rich friends dance around and laugh and make fun of Somalian immigrants who need help, while the economy is struggling, while unemployment is already up, while healthcare prices are about to triple, it happened overnight, the ACA subsidies expired. Now, it doesn't just happen like this, but you are going to see insurance premiums for everybody, even people who aren't reliant on the subsidies, increase. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is not focused on healthcare. He's not focused on grocery prices. He's not focused on any substantive issue. He's more focused on Somalian immigrants. He's more focused on enriching himself. He's more focused on selling Trump coin. He's more focused on 100 other things. Let's end this off with this article. Awkward Baron Trump, 19, spends New Year's Eve with parents after links to twisted woman haters are revealed. I thought this article was funny because it basically makes the point that Barron Trump is somebody who really likes Andrew Tate, really likes a lot of these alpha, far-right figures who talk about being a wolf and everyone else is a sheep. And then you see a video of Byron standing around and he looks pretty like sheepish and nervous and awkward. And listen, like, I used to be awkward when I was 19 years old too. I'm 23 now. You kind of, you know, grow into yourself in public, but maybe you shouldn't claim to be an alpha, red pill, right wing, you know, macho man. There's Barron Trump awkwardly standing there. While most 19-year-olds choose New Year's Eve almost anywhere away from their parents, the same cannot be said from Barron Trump, who looked uncomfortable while standing there next to his parents. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the videos on the Adam Mockler channel and you're ready for the new year, drop a like, subscribe. I love you all, and peace out.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.